All right, kids, here's the thing. Three P's of college in the same line as Marcus Lemonis was talking about with his three P's of business. P number three, potential profitability. That's a double for one.
Ooh.
Your potential profitability once you leave school.
Okay.
So think about that. You want to go to a place where if you get your degree, you're probably going to be placed somewhere. I remember when I left Iowa State, my friend was graduating in logistics, and they had 100% placement in logistics when he graduated. So every kid there got a job in that field.
It's impressive.
So, again, and this doesn't necessarily matter where you go, but you need to be studying something that's going to help you. Number two on the list, pizza. This was from Chris's dad. Great point. Pizza is very important. You need cheap and easy access to pizza because it is the go-to food for college students everywhere. The freshman 15 is not a myth. But if you stay working out or staying active and not sitting on your can and only eating pizza, you'll be fine. But most of us, when we went to school, unlike Johnny Manziel, look, if you could get the $5 deal at the Pizza Pit or some of the other great pizza joints around town when I was in school, that was the deal.
You're set.
And if your friend got a pizza and nobody else in the house had one, jackals.
Done.
Like vultures circling a carcass. I'm telling you.
It's not even
He's
fair.
Like, fine, you can have a piece. 75 cents. You could become a broker. Be a good deal. And number one on the list, of course, is parties. Parties is the key to college. Because you can get an education anywhere. Look, you can get an online education from another P. Silent. Phoenix. University of Phoenix can get you a degree. But wouldn't you rather have a good time along the way? Here's the thing, kids. There's really... This is the great secret about college.
What's that?
College is simply discovering whether you can achieve while doing all the wrong things. You stay up too late, you drink too much, you eat too much, you do all kinds of stuff you're not supposed to do, and can you still achieve academically?
Some of it legally questionable.
Right. When your parents and your employer, future employers, are looking at your grades from college, they simply want to see, can this guy get after it and still get the job done? That's all I want to know.
That's it.
Those are the kind of people
and
I want to
graduate. My dad told me when I first went, he said, just graduate and get a degree. I don't care how you do it. I don't care what it's in. Just get out alive.
But don't rush. This is my last piece of advice for you college students. Then we'll actually get to our list. I've told this to many people in the last several years. It's my best advice to incoming freshmen, including my little brother, who's going to start in the fall at Iowa State. College is the place you spend 4 years trying to get out of and the rest of your life trying to get back into.
So true.
Don't necessarily go Van Wilder. You don't need to be on a 17-year plan. But if you can squeak out 5 or 6, there's nothing wrong with that.
No!
I got two words for you to think about. Graduate school.
Bingo.
Guess what? There's a lot more $5 pizzas that need to be eaten by someone, and it might as well
be
you.
It keeps the economy going, too.
Here to help. All right, our top 20 list of best party schools in the country, and there is an Arkansas tie to this, although the university did not make it. I'm going to run down this list pretty quickly outside the top 10. There's several schools that deserve being mentioned. University of Oregon, number 20. Tulane, down in New Orleans, number 18. Very disappointing. If you are a university based in New Orleans, you should be way better than 18.
That is
pathetic.
Terrible.
Call yourself a university. The University of Texas at Austin made 15th on the list. Our first top 20 member from the SEC is Ole Miss at 14. Sure, Oxford's in the middle of nowhere, but
the Grove,
it is good. Florida State's 12. The University of Georgia, another SEC school at 11. This is an interesting one as we start the top 10. Lehigh in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
How about that one?
Number 10.
Basketball.
Right down the road, Penn State University, number 9. I'm not going to say it, but you're all thinking the same kind of stuff that I'm thinking right now about Penn
Just
State
don't.
And parties. We're going to skip
Just
it.
Don't.
Another Big Ten
don't
university. Former home of Brett Bielema, the University of Wisconsin in Madison, number 8 on the list.
Do you think he helped make that school more of a party school?
Well, no, probably not.
No.
Although he was single for a long time as coach there, so he probably didn't hurt.
No.
Very rare that a major Division I coach is single. So that is strange. Number 8, that was that. Number 7, Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. I don't know. Number 6, University of Florida at Gainesville.
Makes sense.
Top 5, here we go.
Here we go.
Syracuse and West Virginia are 5 and 4.
Okay.
Your top 3. The University of Illinois.
Really?
In Champaign. I've heard that for a long time.
Okay.
It's a great city. Or a great campus, rather. But
okay.
A lot of the Big Ten schools have cool campuses. And there's not much else to do.
Never
in a lot of
guessed that about Illinois. But
well, look, the weather's pretty iffy in a lot of these, so there's not much else to do but sit around and party.
True.
Number 2 on the list, UC Santa Barbara.
Okay. I've never been. I don't know.
It's a great town. The Gauchos.
The Gauchos.
The school is on a beach, so doesn't hurt.
Can't go wrong with that.
And number one.
Here we go.
The alma mater of Arkansas's new head football coach, the University of Iowa. The number one party school in the country.
How about that? The school that he coached at for most of his career as a head coach, or the only career as a head coach, and the school he went to in the top 10. So, I gotta have a feeling he took part.
Pressure's on. Complete the circle, Brett Bielema. I need Arkansas in the top 20 next season. Complete the circle, coach. Get us in the top 20 next year. You've left your mark everywhere else. Get us in the top 20 next year.
It could happen. Hey, do you want they made a list of the most sober schools. Can I tell you the number one? Guess. Can you guess?
You told me earlier,
easy. Brigham Young.
You're not even allowed to drink Mountain Dew on campus.
Number one sober school in the country. Enjoy. Number two, Wheaton College. Number three, College of the Ozarks. Number four, Thomas Aquinas College. Number five, U.S. Military Academy.
College of the Ozarks.
That's in Point Lookout, Missouri. Number three on the list of most sober schools.
I think that's a Branson suburb.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
I don't like to party.
Not going there.
Attention.